Hello and welcome to the Toras Imecha Parsha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Orlean, and today we will be studying Parshas Bamidbar. Sefer Bamidbar in general highlights the accounts that occur to Bnei Yisrael as they are in the wilderness, the Midbar, as they are on their journey towards achieving their goal of entering Eretz Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael in our Parsha are on the verge of entering Eretz Yisrael, and as we know, their entry into the land was delayed later on because of Chet Meraglim, which occurs in our Sefer in Parshas Shlach. Therefore, one way to categorize Sefer Bamidbar is that the first half of the Sefer features the events and people in the time period before Chet Meraglim, the generation of people that actually left Mitzrayim. And the second half of the Sefer is the time period after Chet Meraglim, with a new generation of people 38 years later. The Sefer opens by telling us in our Parsha, in Parshas Bamidbar, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe b'midbar Sinai b'ohel moed b'echad l'chodesh hasheni b'shana hashenis litzeisam me'eretz Mitzrayim lemor. Hashem spoke to Moshe in Midbar Sinai from the ohel moed on the first of the second month in the second year since Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim. So we're talking about Chodesh Iyar, just a little over a year since Yetzias Mitzrayim and just shy of a year since Matan Torah. And here Moshe is commanded to count the people. Se'ulas Rosh Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, L'mishpachosam. Count B'nei Yisrael according to their families, L'beis Avosam, according to the paternal households, V'mispar Shemos Kol Zachar L'gugulosam, by the number of names, every single person should be called by name, every male according to a head count. Every male should be counted. And who are those that should contribute to the census? Mi ben esrim shana v'mala kol yotzei tzava b'Yisrael tifkatu osam litziv osam ata v'aron. So Moshe and Aaron were to count each male from the ages of 20 and up, those that were appropriate, those that were eligible to join the army, those people were to be counted by Moshe and Aaron. So there are really two censuses that take place within Sefer Bamidbar, one here and one in Parshas Pinchas. And interestingly, the name given to the Sefer by Chazal is Chumash HaPekudim, the Book of Counting, even though there are only two instances of counting within the Sefer. The counting in our Parsha, therefore, sets the stage, as it were, for the theme of the entire Sefer. The term Chumash HaPekudim relates not just to the actual censuses that were taken in the second and the 40th year, says Rav Eliyahu Kitov, but it can also relate to the many instances where we have lists of people and places. We can look at Chumash HaPekudim as implying it's like a book of inventory, whether it's lists of the numbers of the Levium that continue from our Parsha into Parshas Naso, or the lists of gifts that the Nesiim brought for the Mishkan or in Parshas Matos, the lists of booty that was taken after the war with Midian. You get the idea. Our entire Parsha is full of lists. Lists of Nesiim and the inventory of the Nesiim and their Shevet and their numbers. The lists of numbers of each Shevet again as they're instructed how to arrange their camp according to the Digalim. A list of each quadrant of the camp with each quadrant having a sum total of each group of three Shevatim. Then there's lists of numbers of the firstborns whose role of doing the avoda was transferred in our parsha to the Levium. And then there's lists of the heads of each branch of Shevet Levi, and lists of which items from the Mishkan each member of the Levite family, Gershon, Kehas, and Merari, were to carry. So I think everybody gets the idea. There's just a lot of inventory, lots of data and statistics, and it does seem like very dry information. However, this information is important practically because the people were given the mission of being an orderly and organized unit as they are about to enter the land and establish communities and infrastructure. And for that, inventory needed to be taken and data needed to be collected and analyzed. When we look at the actual census that takes place, there are two main schools of thought as to what the purpose of the census was. The Rashbam maintains that the purpose of the counting was for military reasons. Very practically, they were about to enter the land. Miben esrim shana v'mala kol yotzei tzava. Rashi famously explains that one of the purposes of the census was to display Hashem's love for each member of Klal Yisrael. Mitoch chibasan lefanav mone osam kol sha'ah. Because of Hashem's love for Bnei Yisrael, he counts them at every opportunity. This census takes place, as we said, in Chodesh Iyar, which is 1 month after the Mishkan was completed and Hashem's Shechina rested on the Mishkan. So Rosh Chodesh Nisan was when the Mishkan was completed. So Rashi says Hashem displays his love for Klal Yisrael through resting his Shechina and by counting Klal Yisrael. And the Ramban continues along the same lines and says this is why the word Se'ul is used to refer to counting. There are a number of words that you can use to imply counting. But the Lashon of Se'ul from the Lashon of elevation is used. And he explains that when a person is counted within a huge group of people, he's likely to think that he is simply a number. He's just a statistic with no intrinsic significance. Yet this counting is Se'ul. Quoting the Medrash, he says, "Ein se'u ella lashon gedula." This lashon of se'u implies a lashon of elevation, of greatness, implying that each of you that is counted, you are not simply a number, you're an individual with significance. You are elevated. The Ramban seems to blend the practical reasons as well as the symbolic reasons. As we said, only those who were of the age and gender for warfare were counted. Therefore, the women and those males under 20 and the Levium who do not go out to war were not counted. The Ramban reminds us that although the conquest of the land would be done supernaturally, the people needed to organize themselves for military maneuvers since Ein Somchin Al Hanes. We can't rely on miracles and therefore we have to act in a natural manner and go about things B'derech HaTeva. So it's as if to say that each one of you that is able to go out to war in order to enter the land is so incredibly precious and important as you go on that mission. Indeed, the Sforno highlights the use of the word Shemos in our parsha, implying the focus on the family unit. B'mispar Shemos kol zachar l'gugulosam. Your ancestry, your families, and names are being recorded as well. You are an individual with a name and a family and a tribe, and that contributes towards who you are as a person, and you contribute towards the klal. But without the recognition of your individual strengths, the klal cannot exist. You know, any military force represents the civilians back home. As such, those who were counted were representatives of the rest of the people who were also charged with a mission statement of using their individual capabilities to enhance and create the klal. The Ramban tells us that the Lashon of Se'u, while having the implication of being elevated, also implies the inherent responsibility that is implied by this level of distinction, and that if they do not live up to that distinct role of that's implied in the Lashon of Se'u, that Se'u can have a negative connotation as well and have implications and repercussions, such as Se'u, meaning lifting the head from the body, as it says in Bereshis, Yisa para es roshecha me'alecha v'tala osach al ha'etz, oscha al ha'etz, meaning death. Implying that if your behavior is not in concert with that level of distinction of se'u, then that se'u can lead to catastrophe. The Ramban continues to teach us that the Lashon of Pakad, Pei Kuf Dalid, is also used to refer to counting. Miben Esrim Shana V'mala, Kol Yotzei Tzava B'Yisrael, Tifkidu Osam. You should count them, another Lashon of counting. Says the Ramban that the Lashon of Pakad implies Zikaron v'hashgacha al davar, like v'Hashem Pakad Esara, that Hashem, it implies remembrance, it implies that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supervising and attending, like v'Hashem Pakad Esara, Hashem remembered, quote unquote, Hashem attended to Sarah, or a pikadon, which is an object that is given for safekeeping. We don't do anything alone. We are elevated, and therefore we have a distinct set of responsibilities and expectations. But tifkadu osam, Hashem tells Moshe, count each one of them and let them know that they also have a special supervision and attention from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Indeed, the Lashon of Pakad is used in this parsha numerous times. I'm just going to rattle off a few of them just so you get a flow and an idea of this idea of Pakad, and really, it's Chumash HaPakudim. Tifkadu osam letziv osam, Atava Aharon. This is the pasuk that we just quoted. Vayifkadeim b'midbar Sinai, Moshe counts them. Pikudehem lemate Ruvain, Pikudehem lemate Shimon, as it goes through the numbers of each Shevet, the Lashon of Pakad The shorash of pakad is used. Va'ata hafked as halavim al mishkan ha'edus. The levim were having a separate census, and that lashon of the census is pakad as well. Further on, we have the establishment and the pattern of the encampment. So we have kedma mizracha degel machana Yehuda letzivosam as an example. It gives us the quadrant of Yehuda and utzva'o upikudehem arba'a v'shiva elef v'sheish me'os. And it tells us the numbers, and it uses the lashon of pakad. V'chule, batei zvulon, v'nisei livnei zvulon, Eliyav ben Chalon, tzva'o pikudav, v'es Aharon, v'es banav, tifkod, v'shamruz kuhunasam. So we have the refrain of pei kuf dalad. This is the sefer of the pikudim, a people that were counted, a people that were elevated, and a people that were given a responsibility and were provided with Hashem's special protection. Interesting that the lashon of pakad implies counting and Hashem's hashgacha, but it also leads us to the word of tafkid. We all have a mission that is the result of that hashgacha and that special status. That hashgacha and special status was evident by the formations that Bnei Yisrael needed to establish as they traveled and camped in the Midbar. The arrangements of the camp with their assigned degolim was a way to organize the people to march into Eretz Yisrael in a very cohesive, organized, and regal manner. As the Pasuk tells us in Perek Beis, Vayadaber Hashem el Moshe v'el Aharon Lemor, Ish al diglo ba'osos lebeis avosam yachanu b'nei Yisrael mineged, saviv la'ohel moed yachanu. Each man by his banner, according to the signs or the insignia of his paternal household, they should all camp around the ohel moed, so should they camp. Each shevet had a designated place, with each tribe holding a banner with their corresponding color of the stones on the choshen, and each quadrant of three tribes having another flag. Chazal tell us that each shevet had their specific color on their flag, in addition to this image on the flag that represented the character and unique traits and strength of each shevet. The Shvatim, with the exception of Levi, composed the outer perimeter. The three families of Levi, along with Moshe and Aaron, the inner perimeter, with the Mishkan in the center. The Mishkan was the nerve center. It was the heartbeat and nucleus of the people, with the Levim serving as the conduits of that holiness. The imagery is one of magnificence, as this was no ordinary band of homeless refugees. As a people, we were instructed to keep seder, to keep order. As the Sfarno tells us, l'sidrum sheyichnasu la'aretz miyad, to organize them so that they can enter, because they were about to enter the land immediately. There is value in seder, in organization, in Yahadus. The people were not to arrange their own positions in a haphazard manner, but there was to be a specific order, which remained as such for their entire journey in the Midbar. This was a nation who was charged with the mission of being a Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh in every aspect of their lives, including their travel. Imagine the incredible sight of the Jewish people, numbering in the millions, five men, women, children, camping and then traveling with their respective places, banners, and orderliness. Banners and flags symbolize the group in which we identify. We have American flags that we wave proudly, Israeli flags wave proudly, Olympic flags wave proudly. We placed the American flag on the moon to demonstrate our presence on the moon in the 1960s. The degolim with the accompanying formation represented that Klal Yisrael were flying the banner of God. Those banners are what make us distinct. Those banners represent that we are protected when we uphold the significance of those banners and we act in concert with what those banners represent. Indeed, the Medrash tells us that when Bilam attempted to curse the Jewish people, the Pasuk tells us, Vayisa Bilam es einav, vayar es Yisrael shochein lishvatav. Bilam tried to curse the people, and he sees that Bnei Yisrael were camping according to their shvatim, to their tribes. The Medrash says, Ra'ad digalim sudarim. He saw that the encampments, that the banners, that the Shvatim were camping in an organized and orderly fashion, he realized that he could not hurt them. The Medrash says, Chiba gadola chibavan ha-kadosh baruch hu she'asa'am digalim kemalachai hasharis. Hashem showed his love for Klal Yisrael, that he arranged their digalim, their banners, their encampments, the pattern of the way they encamp, the way that the malachim, the way that the angels are organized. Kedei she'yu nikarin. Why? So that they should be recognized. Uminayin shehu ahava liYisrael. And how do we know that Bnei Yisrael are loved and Hashem displays his love in that manner? Shekein Shlomo Omer, as Shlomo says in Shir Hashirim, Havi ani el beis hayayin vidiglo alai ahava. He has brought me, Hashem has brought me into his inner chambers, and vidiglo alai ahava, and his, Hashem's banner, is upon me with love. The formations of the waving of the banner symbolizes Hashem's love for us and our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As it says in Tehillim, Neranana bishua secha ubishem Elokeinu nidgol. We rejoice in your salvation, Hashem, and in the name of our God, we wave proudly the flag, nidgol, we will publicize from the lashon of degel. Chumash HaPakudim begins with Sefer, with Parshas Bamidbar, begins with a tone of anticipation. It's an exciting tone. It's an anticipatory tone. We are poised to march into the land in an organized and regal formation. The journey through the Midbar was to be a short journey, a journey where we were to hold those degalim, a journey that highlighted that we were to be counted and elevated, se'u, and we are pekudim, we are counted and have a specific tafkid as being an individual that contributed towards the klal. As we know, Bnei Yisrael will transition, unfortunately, from what could have been to what actually happened as the generation transitions over the next 39 years in the Midbar, where the original generation passes on and their children take their place to begin the next phase of their journey. We will pick up on this journey next time, Emir Teshem, as we learn Parshas Naso. Thank you for studying together with the OU Women's